Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Welcome to The Judgies, a podcast where three dweebs get really judgmental about stories posted on the internet. I'm Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And together,
we are the judgies.
Perfect.
Nailed it.
Perfect. Took 2 weeks, guys.
Sure.
Well, one of us is going to have to take classes here because I feel like two of us are really coming in on time.
We got two baritones coming in hot.
Coming in real hot.
A soprano coming in not.
That's fair. I'll own up to that.
I don't know if those are correct.
I just fact checked. Those are all correct.
Wow.
You did not fact check. Shut up.
Christian,
I've watched one episode of The Sopranos. I know that this is correct.
Christian can't.
Okay.
Christian can't keep beat, but he knows the terms for vocal ranges.
Yep. Sounds about right.
Yeah. So we're gonna read stories on the internet that people post. Get real judgmental, really get into these people's lives, put ourselves in their shoes, then shit all over them.
Or, you know, maybe.
Why are you optimistic?
I mean, I'm just saying not everybody's an asshole. I mean, they are, but like, there might be some good people too.
This is wrong. We are actually picking these ourselves and making sure that they're all bad people. So there is no good person in this entire story.
Am I the asshole for giving a homeless man $5 million?
Yes. You shouldn't be enabling him like that. Trickle down works.
This is a story I saved for the pod. I was walking Judah earlier after we got done working out. And let's say there's maybe like...
Humble flux right there.
Yeah. We just got done pumping some fucking iron. And, you know, I took him on a nice long walk because he deserves it because he's a good boy. And there was like five guys hanging on a... Good burgers.
Five guys. Not an ad.
God damn it. there's like five dudes hanging out on a patio drinking beer. I mean, it's like what, like one?
Yeah.
Drinking beer on a Saturday afternoon.
Hell yeah, brother.
And they just gave out five dudes chilling on a porch vibes. Where I just
5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Well, I might play into the story.
Five feet apart because it's coronavirus.
They were not 5 feet apart. They were less than 5 feet apart. So I'm wearing an LSU shirt. It's just a gray shirt. It says LSU. It's got the eye from the tiger. And I just try to keep my head down, keep walking past because I don't want Judah to get all distracted by him. And this guy, we'll call him like Billy Joe. Just, hell yeah, go Tigers. And so I'm like real thick accent. And I was like, hell yeah, man. And I just, you know, head down, keep trying to walk. And like, yeah, Joe Burrow. He's the GOAT. Go Burrow. G-E-O-U-A. And he starts spelling like go at me, like in the way that they do in Louisiana.
We don't know what that means.
I do know what that means.
G-E-A-U-X.
I don't know what that
it's
means.
It's the French version of spelling it.
It's just there
go
to like.
Go figure. It's dumb as shit.
It's just there, and so like they say like go Tigers, but they spell it as G-E-A-U-X.
Okay.
And I'm like, hell yeah, man. Like, just hell yeah. And you're like, yeah. Yeah. And then this other guy, we'll call him fucking D'Anthony. D'Anthony is just like clearly just like a bro. He's just like, oh, you like the Tigers? You a little gay too? And I just and just instinctively the first time I'm like, yeah, a little bit. Keep walking. He's like, oh, that's the wrong answer. And then Billy David fucking pops back in.
He's, I thought his name was Billy Joe.
Whatever. The southern guy. He's like, y'all from Louisiana? I was like, no. Nope. Like, ah, you should be.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, we live in Illinois, so that's fair.
I mean, that's only the second time I've ever been catcalled, I think.
Oh,
I'm a little jealous. I've never been catcalled.
You
and
sweet baby boys.
So I kind of know what women go through.
Oh, jeez.
You really know their
sweet
struggles.
Sweet innocent Joshua.
The first time I got catcalled, I was walking downtown Naperville. Just, you know, khaki shorts, double-cheeked up. And someone just, a girl shouted out, like, nice ass, and then drove by.
This is a real story?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how hard did you get? How quickly, too?
Well, I was already hard, so I just maintained, I guess.
Really? Okay.
Like, it didn't make it worse.
Eric, is that how you feel when you get catcalled, too? It's like, just like, hell yeah. This is really cool. I really appreciate this.
Right. Yeah, after I, like, fear for my safety, then I'm like, yeah, well, this is actually pretty cool.
I will say, like, for someone like me who has, like, social anxiety, or especially at the time I had really bad social anxiety, if that doesn't, like, that confirmed, like, every fear of, like, oh, shit, people do look at me. Where it wasn't, like, nice ass, I was like, thank you for the compliment. It's like, oh, no, they noticed that I was alive and present. That's so bad. And, like, yeah. It's sort of the same thing. Like, when I walk my dog, I want nobody else to even be around. And then, yeah, just fucking Billy Joe David and Branthony, D'Anthony, whatever his name was.
Yeah, you're close enough.
Comes out and just says, you know, I like your shirt. And it's like, yeah, I'm just trying to walk my dog, man. Let me go have him shit on this dude's yard while you catcall me about the LSU Tigers.
You really should have just kissed D'Anthony as a power move.
Mm-hmm.
Like, is this gay? You tell me. Is this gay?
Oh, my God. So, yeah, that was my day. Really threw me off.
That is very jarring. Yeah.
Because now I can never walk down that street again.
Oh, obviously.
That's a real bummer.
It was a nice street. I just found that street. Like, I just started walking down that street.
I didn't know this street existed, and then I just walked one block over, and I was like, there's a whole nother street over here?
There's places it exists that I haven't been? That's kind of wild. All right, I'll go ahead and read my first one. Am I the asshole for emasculating my boyfriend? It's a long one.
I mean, just based on the title, yeah, probably.
You would
say.
This
is a doozy.
I, 30 female, met this guy, 28 male, in January, and he became my boyfriend in February. Comes March, the world goes down the drain, and we decided to move in together for the time of the pandemic. Everything is great. In the morning, we have this routine where he browses Reddit and gives me the highlights. A few weeks ago, he shows me a post where this guy is challenged to an arm wrestling competition by his girlfriend. The guy didn't seem to have any sort of training or workout, whereas his girlfriend did. I commented, he might have a surprise. My boyfriend started educating me on biology and how men are stronger than women. I told him there were way too many factors to take into consideration to make such a broad comment. I've been doing weightlifting for 2 years, and my boyfriend has never seen a gym in his life, so I used that as an example. That was a big mistake. He got really defensive and condescending, and made comments like, that's cute. I just let it go. Fast forward to yesterday. He's playing some game with his friend online, and I can clearly hear him talk about me. Well, curiosity killed the cat. At first, it's all pretty, and my ego is bursting. But then he says I'm delusional because I think I'm stronger than him. Pause. Seriously? I know I'm weak, but I'm not weaker than a girl. So later, I decide to call him on this BS. I asked him if he wanted to come work out with me the next day, which was this morning, so he can show me how strong he is. He accepted, and I was happy because I had been dying to bring him and initiate him to something I'm so passionate about. So this morning, we went to my friend's garage. My region allows groups of 10 or less, and we wipe everything down. I told him we're going to go do deadlifts. It's my favorite exercise, and I was already planning to test my personal best, so it was perfect. My friend was there because he corrects my form, and it's been our Sunday ritual since COVID-19 started. We started light and slowly worked our way up, doing the same number of reps as the other. Comes 185, his form starts to crumble, so we made him go lighter. But 185 really isn't that much for me, so I kept stacking the plates. He looked very supportive and impressed the whole time. I ended up beating my personal best at 265. I was ecstatic, and so were they. When we got in the car, he was very silent. I assumed he was just tired. We got home, and that's when he exploded and asked me if I was proud of myself. Apparently, I humiliated him in front of my friend. I apologized. I didn't realize he was feeling that way. He got angry and said it really changed the way he saw me, like I'm less of a woman now. He stormed to the basement. I started collecting my things, but now I'm wondering if I should have been reading between the lines and stopped at 190 or something, or just dropped it and never suggested we work out together. I know very well I was stronger than him, but I just had to prove it to him. Am I the asshole?
This is great.
I just met, like, this girl. So this girl's like fucking, who's like a like fucking Ronda Rousey, just fucking stacked, right? Just like bursting out the muscles of her shirt. And then her boyfriend's Michael Cera. And like standing there, noodle ass arms, playing Call of Duty with, yeah, I'm stronger than a girl. It's biology.
It's biology.
I don't have to lift a single weight to know that I can beat any girl in a fight.
Remember earlier when I said, just based off the title, that she was probably the asshole? I take it back.
Yeah, I think the best thing is to just fucking womp your boyfriend, prove that you are just superior in every way. Mm-hmm. I would be like, oh, you want to cry about it, and then challenge him to an arm wrestling match right there. Mm-hmm. Womp him even harder. Mm-hmm. Just beat him down into submission.
I mean, I don't agree with that, obviously.
I agree,
but I don't know, I just feel like there's definitely, like, she knew she was going in there to humiliate him. She had the intention of going in to say, I am stronger than you, mm-hmm. which I'm not even going to lie, I probably would do too. Like,
yeah.
You can't doubt me when I know that I'm good at something. Like,
right.
Let me show you how good I am at it. Don't, and also, like, dumb, stupid patriarchy bullshit. Oh, I'm stronger than girls because biology. Fuck you. So I get it. But at the same time, like, she went in with those intentions.
So she went in knowing she was probably going to hurt his feelings?
Yeah.
So that sort of makes her a little bit of an asshole?
Yes.
A little bit.
But also, he's an asshole because he's being toxic masculinity bullshit.
Yeah. Like, imagine if Christian, like, you guys just started dating. And, like, right now. You guys are both 26, 27. And 25, 26, 27. Around the same age. So, like, right now. You've been playing intramural volleyball ever since you've left college. Like, you played volleyball all throughout high school. And then you start dating Christian, seems like a great guy. And then he starts saying, well, I'm better at volleyball than you. Guys are better at sports than girls.
Oh, I would absolutely take his ass to the court and shove a spike down his throat. I absolutely would do that.
I don't know if this is true. I got a pretty wicked vertical.
He does. He's got a good block, to be honest.
I can just smash the ball down like a fifth grade girl can. I have very great form. I've only hurt my ankles twice playing volleyball.
Which is a very small percentage of the 50 times that you've hurt your ankles in general.
Exactly. It's a small, small percentage.
That's only 4%.
That's what I'm saying. And, I mean, how many times has Erica hurt herself?
But you've only played volleyball once. So you hurt your ankles twice in one set of volleyball.
Stop. You're making me look bad. But Erica, how many times have you hurt your ankles? Like, never. That means she's not even trying.
Well, I also wore ankle braces.
So go figure. Like, she's that from happening. Go figure. She's like dragging ass on the court. Now that I'm better, she's trying to prove me wrong or something.
So that's the exact reason. Like, I understand why she did it, but at the same time, like I said earlier, she's going in with the intention of, I am better than you, yeah. Na 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 boo boo.
Well, what else was she supposed to do? She tried talking to him and explaining that she weightlifts. I mean, it's just the masculine bravado of, like,
yes,
knowing that your girlfriend, I mean, I guess they've only been dating for, at this point, like, 3 months, but still, like, you know that she works out if she's been doing it every single week during quarantine. How could you have that much blind bravado of just like, Oh, babe. Oh.
You're a girl, so obviously you're not stronger than me.
Have you ever gotten an overkill on Halo 2? Because I think I can lift more weights than you.
I'm actually a pretty big Joe Rogan fan, and he's told me that female biology just doesn't work out.
You just don't have the testosterone.
Your limbs just aren't long enough. You don't have the right leverage to arm wrestle, all right, babe? So stay out of it. This is a man's sport.
It's about wrist control, and your wrists are too small.
Have you ever seen Over the Top? Yeah, there's no women arm wrestlers in that. Why do you think you can arm wrestle me, huh?
It's so ridiculous.
I think, like, what would have solved this on her part is, like, the night that he said that women are weaker, just pin him down and tickle him and just see, like, how...
Well, then get off of him.
How hard it is to get someone off of you.
Do it, like, in a playful way. But also, it's not her responsibility to fucking protect. Oh.
But also do it till he pisses himself.
So he's just really demean.
Yeah.
Let's really just knock him down a peg.
So it's not, it shouldn't ever be, like, a woman's, like, responsibility to protect a guy who's clearly just being insecure and childish. But I do get what you're saying at the same time. Like, if you're in a relationship with someone, there's definitely better ways to go about it. But if you're gonna do that, you probably weren't that into the relationship.
Yeah.
You wouldn't ever wanna intentionally embarrass, and like she is saying, like, I guess I am Barrett. Yeah, you
kind of knew you were doing that.
I guess, like, she was getting a little bit of positive feedback, like, she's saying during where, when she was going up and up, like, he was, like, saying, like, oh, good job, babe, and, like, you know, congratulating her.
Just crying every time.
Good job, babe. Yeah. I mean, 190, huh? I mean, that's probably good. We could go, no, 195? Like, okay, 265. That's double what I weigh.
But I do think, like, if communication didn't work, there's no other way. It's, you tried, now the only way he's gonna see it is through action. And just,
hopefully he learns. I think that's a lot of issues.
He's not gonna learn.
Yeah, that's a lot of issues with guys, is like, they don't learn. So he'll go into the next relationship.
He's just gonna blame it on form. Like, I didn't know form, all right?
I mean, yeah, if I worked out for the same amount as you did, I'd be doing double your weight.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, honestly, that might be true, but
yeah.
Oh, wait, so is this all crumbling apart? Was she wrong this whole time? Oh, no.
Men are stronger than women, confirmed?
I mean, if we look at the biology.
Was Joe Rogan right?
I saw a thing on Twitter that was like, shoutouts to the first four girlfriends every straight guy has. And the point of it is, like, men are so shitty and not raised properly that the girlfriend a lot of the times has to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
That is true.
And I think this is a pretty good, like, hope. I mean, I guess they weren't that young. They were 28 and 30. But hopefully he, as an adult male, can figure out, like, I was in the wrong. Because from what it seems like they broke up, he can reflect and say, oh, I got oversensitive about something, and I'll take that into my next relationship and learn how to deal with emotions properly. Instead, he'll probably just keep playing games with the boys and talk about how much of a bitch his ex-girlfriend was.
Yeah, that's what I figured too. You're really hopeful here.
Hey, sometimes we'll just tell people they're nice little beautiful angels in this podcast, and we won't have anything negative to say about them. And we won't even be judgmental. We'll just say, you know what, here's what you can do to get better. I mean, yeah, so they were only dating for 3 months.
I mean, I was thinking that was kind of quick to move in together to begin with. Like, you're going to be quarantined together.
Yeah.
Meaning you're going to spend every waking moment together for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, but when you're in a new relationship, how fun that would be. Just, you're in the new relationship, you're in that honeymoon phase, and you're just like, yeah, we can just live together. That way we don't have to, you know, worry about being, you know, infected. We can be together. But
then you learn that they don't wash their dishes properly, and they only do their laundry. They pick out all your laundry, and, like,
that's one of the funniest things, like, looking back from having roommates, was in college, one of my roommates and I would get into arguments over who would do the dishes, because, like, we both wanted to do the dishes.
The pettiness of, like, using a single fork for an entire semester, and, like, I'm just going to wash this single fork. The rest of the dishes are theirs.
No, we wouldn't even do that. Like, we would, because two of my roommates wouldn't do their dishes, so me or the other one would, but then he would argue that I cleaned the dishes wrong, and then because he would argue that I cleaned them wrong, I would be like, I'm just going to clean them, and then if he doesn't notice, that means I did them right. So we would literally fight to do everybody's dishes, which is, you know, golden situation for our other two roommates, but...
How do you do the dishes wrong?
I mean...
You leave food on them.
No, that wasn't even it. I don't even...
You start at the handle, and I start at the tines.
But even, like, when we lived together, like, I always just did the dishes.
Yeah.
But that was more of just, like, I made the most dishes, which was how it was in college, too. Like, me and that guy, we made the most dishes. So it was, like, if I'm doing dishes, I'm doing, like, 80% mine and, like, 20% other people's, which is fine. Because I'd rather just do all of them than be petty and be like, these three forks are not mine, so I'm going to leave them in here. Although we did leave a glass in the sink for like 3 months because nobody would claim it.
Yeah, that's the way I do it. Yeah, well, when we lived together, I never did the dishes because I thought you did it wrong. And so I figured if I just never do it, then that becomes the right way to do it.
Right. Okay, Christian, you want to read the next one?
Sure. Am I the asshole for breaking bro code and having a hand in the end of my friend's relationship?
Off the top.
This is going to be juicy.
Yes.
Right off the top. You guys are crazy. My close friend and I are dating two girls that are also close friends. When it comes to relationships, my friend is a psycho. He made her delete every guy off of her Snapchat. Mm. He has her location and Instagram login and her Snapchat login. He has zero trust for her, cusses her out all the time. She can't do anything without asking his approval first, not even going out with her own parents. He doesn't even let her wear shorts outside. She has to filter everything she says because he takes everything the wrong way and cusses her out.
Can he lift more than her?
probably, just from the attitude, I bet he can.
The biology. Yeah.
Biology, yes, definitely. She's been very patient for the past 6 months they've been dating.
That's 6 months longer than it should have been.
But the entire 6 months, they have fought a lot every single day.
Why?
Why? Yeah,
why? It seems like he wouldn't allow them to fight.
Of course I knew everything about this because my girl would tell me and then my friend would tell me. I'm also friends with my girl's close friend, too, and I care about her.
So the bro's girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay.
This is a little
wordy.
A little bad wording here. Basically, her life is hell, and she has to censor everything she says and has anxiety 99% of the time because he cusses her out so much and doesn't answer when she doesn't answer his calls right away or doesn't respond to his texts within 2 minutes. I felt really bad, so I had to talk with her and my girlfriend. They came to me for advice. I didn't insert myself. And I basically told her that he's not going to change, and she can't handle this for the next 6 months, and then 6 months after that, then she should break up with him. And that same night, after talking to me, she did break up with him. I feel like shit, but I'm happy for her because the relationship was ruining this girl. And my friend, too. He would get really crazy. I just feel bad for helping because... this is causing him pain. Am I the asshole for breaking bro code?
Nah, that for sure, that relationship needed to end. You and I think that kind of either saved that girl's life or just it needed to end.
You didn't break bro code because you're helping your friend. Like, the girl. The girl he said was his friend.
Yeah.
Like, that's your bro. Like, they're both your bros or whatever, but...
The wild thing to me is, like, he knows his friend... as a shitty person, mm-hmm. but he's still cool to hang out with. He's just shitty to girls. So how do you not like tell him like, hey, dude, it's pretty fucked up. How about you don't do that? Yeah. Or just like not talk to him anymore.
Yeah.
Not be friends with him.
Yeah. Honestly, we do have a friend like that where like we were friends with him first and then we met his girlfriend when they first started dating and like, she's really great. We love her a lot. And then we realize, like, oh, he's actually a really shitty boyfriend.
Why are we talking about Josh like this?
No, but it almost, like, ruins my whole opinion of him as a total. Like, I don't want to hang out with him anymore because he's so shitty as a boyfriend.
Yeah. This guy, I mean, I'm sure somebody said it in the comments, but this guy should definitely, like, sit down with his bro and, yeah, one, reevaluate the relationship with him, but sit him down and say, hey, man, we know, like, maybe have a few people intervention style, if it just wants to be this guy and his girlfriend, and sit him down and be like, hey, we talked to your ex. She was expressing some really scary things. We've seen some really scary things. We need to address this. And then maybe if you fix yourself, maybe she'll want to talk to you again. But, like, right now, just fix yourself.
Like, this is very toxic behavior. And I think that even if you pointed out all of these things, like, you know, yelling at her for not, or, like, having her Snapchat, Instagram, or, like, all that login information, not being able to trust her, like, you need to point that out and say, look at how toxic this is.
Yeah.
Just ask him, who hurt you? So he has an edit on this post. He says, a lot of people are commenting and calling me the asshole for never talking to him about this and continuing to be his friend. 90% of the time that I knew him, he was just a normal person, so of course I'm not just going to instantly drop him as a friend. Also, I have talked to him about his behavior so many times, and he never listens. I should have specified this at first, but let's see. Always gently defended his girl when he acted psycho and talked. This dude cannot write sentences. So he's already talked to this dude about being a shitty person, and his friend still hasn't changed, but he's like, but he's cool 90% of the time. Like, why? Yeah. Why are you this person's friend? There's got to be something you can do to convince him to not be a piece of shit.
Well, and what is the talk? Is it, like, two guys not making eye contact, looking at a football game, holding a beer, being like, hey, man, you're pretty shitty to your girlfriends, and then him being like, yeah, I could probably loosen up, and then, like, that's it? Or is it, like, sit him down and be like, and give him, I mean, ultimatums are bad, but there should be some sort of ultimatum of, like, if you don't change, I don't think you're a good person anymore. I mean, Chris Brown does still make good music, but we don't listen to him.
Correct.
We don't, but I mean, there's still some people that do.
Right.
Which we Josh. Are judging you if you do.
Josh.
He makes really good music. I mean, to say that I don't have friends that I think are shitty to women isn't true, but Erica seems to put up with it. So,
on the contrary, I don't put up with that bullshit.
If she could beat me in an arm wrestling contest, I would stop being shitty to her. But men, just biologically,
you
are superior.
Right now?
Let's arm wrestle for the podcast.
I'm for sure gonna lose, but I gotta make a point.
But
right?
I ain't scared. I'll never back down. Yeah, I mean, men are trash.
Yeah.
Sum it up.
Can that be the title of this podcast?
Just men are trash.
That's the name of our, like, overall podcast.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's fair.
Hi, I'm Josh.
I'm Rick.
And I'm Christian.
And together we are
Men Are Trash. Perfect. Why do you nail it so hard on that one?
Because men are trash. I'm excited about
it. You had jazz hands going.
I did. Men are trash.
A little bit of vibrato. Jesus Christ. I don't understand. Yeah.
Also, where in here is he, like, breaking bro code?
I guess the bro code would be telling the girlfriend that she should break up with his bro. Because it should be bros over hoes, and, like, you shouldn't talk to a girl, to your boyfriend's girlfriend behind her back, negatively about your bro.
But let me ask you this. Can a girl not be your bro? I mean, can't I just hang out with my bros and, like, one of them happens to be a girl?
Yeah, but I think...
No, because you're married.
And I think in this case,
double standards,
because, like, he wouldn't be friends with this girl in this case if her boyfriend wasn't dating him.
No, his girlfriend was friends with
friends.
Him.
Right.
Well, I was
so he'd already be hanging
literally
out with
like
girl.
The situation we've got, like,
right,
my like you're friends with my husband,
right?
So now we are friends,
right? Supposedly. I mean, I was friends with him before you guys were married. Before you guys were married, I was.
Okay, but like...
He's got a point.
Before we were dating, though?
No.
No.
But yeah, I guess that's a good way to put it. Like, if Christian and I were friends, if I was dating your best friend, and then we all, like, you know, always hang out, But then Christian comes to Haley and you two and starts talking. Like, him being there would be the violation of bro code, in quotes. It's shitty. Bro code's dumb. Because you should only be nice to people. You shouldn't matter if they're your bros or not. If your bros are shitty people, fuck them.
Right.
But that's, I think that's what he's trying to get behind. Is like,
Josh saying to fuck your bros? Nice.
Nice. But yeah, I think in this case, the girl isn't, under his definition, his bro. But she should be.
She should be. Let girls be bros. Mm-hmm. 2020. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah. I got it.
All right, everybody listen. Erica didn't agree with that statement. She doesn't believe girls should be bros.
I'm fine with girls being bros. Literally, the name of our Snapchat group is Da Boys.
I think guys...
I can be part of the boys.
I think girls should be bros and guys should be ladies.
Wait, Erica made a very good point. Girls can't be bros. They can only be boys.
Yeah.
That's fair.
We're onto something here, but only a boys with an I.
Right.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
It's because the I stands for is a woman. I think girls should be bro Bidens and guys should be Guylary Clintons.
No, the absolutely two not.
Best political candidates we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Boo. I boo that.
All right, let's take a quick break before we get back into it. All right, and we're back. We're ready to roll. Ready to be judgy.
You ready for this?
Erica, why don't you start us off?
This is a wild one, I think. So, the title is, Am I the Asshole for Telling My Friend... I'm going to start over.
That's fine. Just start over whenever you want.
I know as soon as I start talking, you're going to interrupt me. I know that's what you were going to do.
Why? Because he's a man.
Yes. Also because he's my husband, and I know he's going to do that to me.
All right, we're rolling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What I tell you. Okay.
All right, let's just end this part.
Am I the asshole for telling my fiance's aunt and a good portion of his family that I waxed my armpits for porn? Okay. I'm an adult performer who found her niche in fetish productions due to my natural body hair. I stopped shaving quite a number of years ago because I'm prone to really gross-looking razor burn, and suddenly my career took off. I make a decent living doing mostly solo work, more than enough to live on, and build up a savings. I'm open about my body hair, but not my career, so I tend to just tell people that it's a societal statement or something similar. My fiancé's family all knows that I'm pretty proud of my body hair. I don't think it detracts from my looks or femininity at all. Recently, though, I was hired to do a bimbofication series that paid very well, and they paid me an extra on top of the usual base salary to completely remove all of my body hair on camera. They sent a whole damn waxing setup, and I made the videos and I got paid. I posted a couple of selfies with my arms in the air to Facebook with the caption of, "Look what I did. Quarantine boredom is getting to me." That's all in quotes. And didn't think much of it until Sunday during a Zoom call with my fiance's aunt and a couple of female cousins for some wedding flowers I was bullied into getting from the aunt because she's a florist. The aunt brought up my body hair transformation immediately and was like, "Oh, I bet you did it for the wedding." I tried to deflect and say it was really just quarantine boredom, but she kept on keeping on. "Oh, you probably feel more feminine. I bet you feel prettier. Don't you smell better? You want to keep it gone forever now, don't you? Welcome to the ranks of real women."
Jesus Christ.
I deflected no less than a dozen ridiculous statements from the aunt tying together my femininity with bald armpits. And I finally snapped and said, "No, you're right. I didn't do it because I was bored. I did it for porn that your nephew recorded, and I'll do it again once this shit grows back. Yes, honey." Then I hung up the call. Yes, honey. My fiance isn't terribly pissed, but he's getting calls to end the wedding from his extended family. He's mostly annoyed that his phone hasn't stopped ringing since yesterday afternoon. Thankfully, his parents aren't interested in this drama, probably because We're the picture of a mundane family overlooking this detail, Avi. The aunt is no longer doing the flowers, which is an unnecessarily bill I don't have to pay, but I'm wondering, am I the asshole for telling my fiancé's aunt that I wax my armpits for spank bank material? Ooh, that was a wild ride, you guys.
Does she link her content or...
Jamie, can you look this shit up?
Can you? Does she have like an OnlyFans? Because I'll pay, I mean, I'm not going to go extraordinary, but like $50 a month is fair, right?
That's... Yeah, I don't see it. I don't think that it's posted anywhere. All right,
send me that Reddit link.
Sure, no. Sure, yeah, got you.
What a ridiculous... So the family didn't know, but I assume the parents probably knew, and like the son, the fiancé knew.
The fiancé was recording it for her.
Like, so the fiancé is obviously fine with it.
Yeah. And imagine... it sounds like the parents didn't know, but they don't give a shit.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't say if they did it. But yeah, so nobody else knew.
Right. And it also sounds like the fiancé is, like, supportive of her. He's just pissed that, like, he's getting a lot of calls about it.
He just has social anxiety, and he's like, I can barely handle one phone call, and now I'm getting 20 from relatives that I don't even talk to.
Are they upset that she... Were their kids involved in the call?
They're upset that their nephew is a simp.
You are not going to... You are a simp. You deserve to be alone until you become an alpha.
So here's the edit. It says, edit since people are asking. I went to college for library science. Now I'm in porn.
Hang on.
Nerd.
Library science is the title of a porn series, right? There's no way library science is a real job.
Yeah. What is library science?
You see, if you mix these two books together, they don't do anything because they're solid objects. That's library science.
What?
It's literally like to be a librarian.
You'd study the Dewey Decimal System or something?
Yeah,
some
what is the science here?
I honestly don't know. I know it's like people that...
Is that like a two-year degree?
I think...
Is that a trade school?
No, I'm pretty sure it's a four-year degree. Like, you can get like a master's degree and shit in it.
That's insane. I didn't know it was that like...
In-depth?
Yeah, like that intensive of a career.
Yeah. So she said, now I'm in porn. Sometimes that's life, folks. She also says, I have a part-time job as a writer for a super small local magazine, and that's where we told people my income was generated. Mm-hmm. We've gotten lots of skepticism from that explanation, though, mostly because it's pretty unbelievable. The magazine is a nonprofit. Honestly, everyone had to know that we generate income elsewhere. They just didn't know where.
So. They all assumed it was feet pics, but now that they learned that it's waxing porn, they're just losing their minds.
I mean theoretically, right? Where is this waxing even taking? I imagine she's completely nude, but it's what, armpits and then legs and groin, right?
Probably.
Yeah,
like
maybe arms, it depends.
Oh yeah, I guess. Yeah. So were there kids on the Zoom call?
I think it was just the aunt.
Is the aunt... well,
no,
it said extended members of the family.
So, didn't think of much of it until Sunday during a Zoom call with my fiance's aunt and a couple of female cousins that were Zoom calling for wedding flowers she was bullied into because the aunt's a florist.
So,
but it doesn't say
ages. But if they're cousins, they're not like probably young kids, but I guess they
could
be.
I feel like if they were young kids, she would have like mentioned that.
If they're in the discussion about wedding stuff, I would assume that they're not children.
That's right. Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, I don't understand. So, I was going to say, like, if the aunt and the rest of the family was upset because she brought up a taboo thing with kids involved, I could see that a little bit more. If that was what she was upset about, I mean, I still think that's a little ridiculous. But, yeah, if she's legit just upset because she does porn, because you know, like, if in her edit she said that, like, they were skeptical, you know every single person in that family is like, she probably is fucking porn. Wait till we fucking catch her. Just wait.
The aunt's just mad that she was paying $15 for her OnlyFans. She's like, wait, you're Armpit Girl 94? Why am I not getting a family discount on this?
Or she's pissed that
I want my refund.
Or she's pissed she found it on her husband's computer.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Plot thickens.
To have an outburst like that. Obviously, like, if any situation where you lose your cool, it sort of makes you the asshole a little bit. But it, not nearly as much as this aunt for, like, sitting there and poking and prodding and, like, calling her less of a woman because she has... If anything, that's, like, oh, I don't want to say it makes her more of a woman, but like she's embracing her natural self.
Right.
Let her do whatever the fuck she wants to do.
Especially because she doesn't sit there and like antagonize the aunt for clearly the aunt's a shaver.
Yeah.
She doesn't sit there and say, well, are you even a woman because you don't shave or you do shave or whatever?
Yeah, that
it's
was,
not like she's making a big deal out of it.
That was so hard to listen to. Like,
I know.
Calling someone out.
Just like reading this one, it's like I can already like imagine the people in my family that would be doing the same exact thing as the aunt. And she's like, oh my God, I can hear it in my head. I can hear all the phone calls and just like, oh my God, mind your own fucking business. First off, it's like waxing porn, so it's like, how crazy? It's not even crazy. It's like super niche, easy money porn. Like,
yeah.
I'm trying to sell like knuckle pictures here to get knuckle some extra pictures. Money. And this lady just got a wax. So, damn.
Are you talking like hand knuckles or like horse knuckles?
I'm talking like, yeah, like my hands, even my toe knuckles.
Not like horse knuckle, big old packing schlongadongs in your pants?
No. No, no. Not even moose knuckle.
Ah. That was the term I was looking for.
Yeah, I thought so. I was...
I was like,
I was really trying to like do the math here, figure out what a horse knuckle is.
I know it's not a camel toe.
But even the fact that like some of his extended family is calling for the wedding to be
ridiculous.
That's outrageous.
That's ridiculous.
If anything, they should just get a different florist, really.
Well, yes, obviously that's.
Yeah.
And she's uninvited for sure.
Hold up.
Nah, she's uninvited. If that was your aunt, bitch is gone.
I agree.
I couldn't imagine. Like, they must not like this person. It seems like they were, like, trying to dig to be, like... to me, it seems like the aunt doesn't like the fiance.
I don't even think it's a thing of the aunt not liking her. I think it's just, like, a...
She's closed-minded.
Yeah, it's, like, a neurotic, like... But you see my point of view, right? Like, and can't let it go until you're like, yes, no, I agree with you now.
Yeah. She's a Karen for sure.
Yeah, it's a Karen. Big Karen energy.
Big Karen energy.
Big Karen energy, guys.
I'm sorry, we shouldn't... Kevin? We don't want to use the hard R on Karen.
Oof.
it's a racial bad, slur, guys.
It's a bad word to say now.
Yeah.
Can I read a comment? This comment says, not the asshole. If I had been drinking something at the point where you said, I did it for porn that your nephew recorded and I'll do it again once this shit grows back, it would have been all over my screen right now, meaning like she would have spit it out. And she said, or this person said, fantastic, actually. I mean, it probably wasn't the most reasonable way to handle it, but the aunt sounds just awful. Who says those things? In quotes, I bet you feel prettier. Don't you smell better? Smell better? You think body hair has to do with scent? Anyways, I digress. I honestly think the response was somewhat reasonable. She should have left it alone as it was. She should have left it alone as if it was even her business to begin with, let alone to talk about that like that.
It's
wild.
I think the argument of like body hair smelling worse, because right, the odor is from bacteria.
It's just dudes smell worse, right? And they're like, oh, they're hairier. They got to smell worse because of the hair.
I think the hair harbors the bacteria better.
It's biology,
but
guys.
Regardless, it's not going to be a difference. People smell bad if they smell bad. But there's so many negative effects to shaving, right? Like, isn't that the whole thing with like certain deodorants can cause cancer for women?
Fuck.
Because when you shave, you create microabrasions in your skin, and then whatever's in the deodorant gets into your skin, and obviously putting foreign objects in your skin isn't great.
Hmm.
So, like...
Makes sense.
So, like, yeah, like, shaving is, like, a patriarchal thing for women to, like, look younger, right? Like, to look
something
more
like
a baby, if you want to get, like, full...
Christian.
Nice.
Nice.
Now I'm down a rabbit hole reading about fashion trends and shaving and women's stuff in the 1914.
When are the designs going to come in? Let's get some like logos going. How do I get a Coca-Cola advertisement in my body hair?
Like go to a high quality barbershop and get like a fucking fade up into a design in your pubes?
Yes.
I'm down.
Can I make a really mean joke?
Yes.
You could if you could grow body hair. Not, I mean, you need to edit that out, but like...
No, say it.
No.
Say it.
Nah.
This is fucked.
That was just a joke for us.
This is all fucked. Why do you think I'm offended that I don't have body hair? I would agree with you.
I'm trying to emasculate you.
I mean, biologically speaking, I don't have body hair. I'm like a dolphin, baby.
There's a really funny comedian. I can't remember her name. I'm trying to look her up right now. But she makes TikToks. She's like mid-20s. She's pretty young. Very, very like forward-thinking with a lot of stuff. And she put a picture. She put a video up on TikTok, and she doesn't shave her armpits. And at some point in the shot, her armpit showed, and she had her hair or whatever. And somebody just commented, like, please don't tell me that's I see hair in your armpits, or else I'm unfollowing. And there's a feature on TikTok where you can, like, make a TikTok in response to a comment, and the comment will be at the top. So the comment was that, and she was just sitting there, and some song was playing, and she just goes, and, like, reaches her arms up and just shows both of her armpits and is, like, waving them in the camera. It's like, fuck yeah. Like,
yes.
People don't understand, like, well, sometimes that does work, but in her case, she's such, like, she's confident in what she wants to be. She wouldn't change her entire fucking persona and brand because one viewer doesn't like the way she looked.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but, like,
she doesn't want those types of people watching her.
Dumbasses on the internet don't understand that. Mm-hmm. They think, like, maybe if I tell her to look the way I like, she'll actually do it. She'll notice me. But now she noticed you, and you're just a fucking dickhead.
I really want to shout her out. Her name is Eva Victor. How? Yeah, like what? That's something, and it's so we were just sort of talking about this the other day. But like that, and like feminine hygiene products, where it's like the whole thing of like a man being afraid to go buy pads for his girlfriend.
I just saw a big news article on some stupid tabloid was Adam Sandler caught buying tampons for the women in his life. Like, why is that a national headline? Why is that a big deal that he's buying a tampon for somebody that lives in his house?
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
It was actually a big deal about the shitty outfit he was wearing, but it just happened to be also that he was buying pads.
Tampons.
Sorry.
Tampads.
Feminine hygiene products.
But yeah, that's so dumb. That's a huge pillar of, like, patriarchal stuff that just needs to fuck. Like, anytime someone brings up a period and all the guys are like, eh, period. It's like, they have to deal with it every month, you motherfuckers. Like, you can deal with hearing about it. It's not that big of a deal.
And the fact that, like, so many men just either, like, don't pay attention or don't learn that process of a woman's body in when they take sex education or even in, like, biology class, not learning about that. Mm-hmm. Like, that's vital to how we reproduce.
Yeah.
How do you not?
It's definitely undertaught.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you do like it, please tell people so we can get more people to like it.
Please, I really need this. I just really need a win in my life.
We need validation.
Quarantine's been rough, you guys.
We both just got beat by Erica in an arm wrestling contest, and we really need to get validation from this podcast.
Women can't what? That's right.
Smell good?
Right. Okay. Makes sense.
If you want to be judged, send us an email at judgiespod@gmail.com.
Let us judge you.
We'll anonymize everything. That way your name isn't in it. Or if you just want to tell us what you thought of the show, email us in. We might read a few on the pod.
Give us a follow on Twitter at judgiespod. That's JUDGIES pod.
It's the same thing for Instagram. So just... do what he said, but on
that's
Insta.
That's JUDGIES pod.
There you have it.
Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye.